Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. We might as well make the best of it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Cheer up, my brother. Cheer up, my sister. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Cheer up. Amen. We do have the victory. Amen. We have the victory. Amen. The soul said, tell me who can stand before us when we call on that great name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Glory to God. Amen. The sweetest name I know. Amen. And we have the victory tonight. Amen. Aren't you glad that we have the victory? Glory to God. Amen. I know it don't seem like it, don't look like it, it don't feel like it. Amen. But we cannot go by our feelings. Amen. Glory to God. We go by our feelings. Amen. We're in bad shape. Amen. But we got to know that we know that we know that we know. Glory to God. Who we belong to and who he is. Amen. And his name is Jesus. Amen. So we praise the Lord tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We do have the victory. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. We hope and pray that you can hear. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Thank you. Glory to God. Amen. And we're going to get ready, praise God, amen, to tell you about, praise God, amen. At the end of the broadcast, amen, we're going to give you a number, praise God, where you can, amen, get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I want you to call your neighbors. Amen. Call someone. Amen. And let them know that the Prayer News Network, amen, is on. Amen. Awesome time tonight. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. We ask you, praise God. Amen. Get your pencil, pad. Praise God. Amen. Whatever. Amen. You do. Praise God. Amen. To write down notes, jot down. Praise God. Amen. Go get your sip of water. Praise God. Put it right beside you. Amen. So you don't miss nothing. Glory to God. Amen. We want to get it all we can all we get. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't want to miss it. Amen. You know how it be like when a favorite movie come on. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes just don't want to even get up, go get no water or a snack. Amen. Or either just take a break to the restroom because we're afraid we may miss something. This is the way tonight is. Praise God. You don't want to miss it. You don't want to miss this. Glory to God. Amen. So try to pull all everything close to you. So all you have to do is just reach over. Glory to God. Amen. You at the reach of distance. Amen. To get it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Because God, amen, is up to something. Hallelujah. Amen. And we praise the Lord tonight. Praise God. Amen. As we get ready. Glory to God. Amen. To let them know. Praise God. We do appreciate you. Amen. Glory to God again to all of my listeners. Amen. Internationally. Praise God. We appreciate you tonight. Amen. For tuning in tonight to listen to us. Amen. All over the world. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. That's what it's about. Telling the good news all over the world. Amen. Glory to God. All over. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Even in Canada, Bermuda. Glory to God. Amen. Brazil. Hallelujah. Nassau, Bahamas. Nigeria. South Africa. Amen. And on and on. Amen. Glory to God in the United States. Amen. We want, praise God, amen, to people to get the good news. Amen. And that is Jesus Christ. Amen. Glory to God. The good news. Hallelujah. Amen. We come to share, amen, with you tonight. Amen. Amen. As we say at the end of the broadcast, we'll give you numbers where you can get a copy, amen, of the service, amen, on tonight. Amen. And thank God. Amen. Again, praise God, amen, for our leaders, amen, our hosts, hallelujah, amen, all of you that help take place, praise God, and help makes, amen, the PNN, God bless you on tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, it's been some awesome preaching, amen, on this line, glory to God, amen, awesome, amen, powerful, glory to God, deliverance, hallelujah, amen, preaching up for salvation, glory to God, healing, amen, glory to God, peace, joy, glory to God, whatever you stand in need of tonight, hallelujah, you're in the right place, amen, God got what you need tonight, hallelujah, amen, whatever you need, God got it, glory to God, amen, and we know, praise God, amen, hallelujah, there is nothing too hard for God. It may look impossible, amen, amen, to man, amen, it is impossible, glory to God, amen, but God can do all things but fail, amen, glory to God, it may look, amen, hallelujah, weird, praise God, can't happen, but it can happen with God, amen, and we praise the Lord tonight, amen, if you're sick, glory to God, you're in the right place, amen, disturbed, you're in the right place, unhappy, you're in the right place. No peace of mind, you're in the right place. Glory to God. Amen. Confused, you're in the right place. Amen. In the valley of decision, you are in the right place. Amen. Glory to God. Don't know Christ. Amen. Unsaved, you're in the right place. Amen. Want a second dose of the Holy Ghost? You're in it, amen, the right place. So you want to refresh it, glory to God, you're in the right place, amen, at the right time, and that's on the Prayer News Network, glory to God, amen. So we praise the Lord tonight, amen, glory to God. We always, amen, like to acknowledge, amen, glory to God, amen, the leaders that have gone on, amen, glory to God, amen, that have gone on, praise God, from work, amen, to rest. Amen. From labor, amen, to get their reward. Praise God. Amen. And that is, praise God, the late Apostle S.D. James, amen, Senior. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Has gone on. Praise God. And we praise the Lord. Amen. For all that he has done. Praise God. Amen. We often hear Evangelist Bradley and others talks about him. Praise God. And the work. Praise God. Amen. Glory to God. Anointed man of God. Amen. Apostle Samuel Hudgens. Amen. Presiding Bishop K.A. Tina. Amen. And also, amen, a great man of God. Amen. Who's yet, amen, glory to God, spreading the good news. Apostle, amen, D.G. Taylor. Glory to God. Amen. And again, I want to say to your leader, amen, glory to God, to all of the leaders, amen, that is on tonight listening. Amen. We praise the Lord for you tonight. Praise God. Amen. Amen. And now we're going to get ready, amen, to go before the Lord in prayer. Amen. Ask you, amen, to gather your hearts and minds in.
The recording has started.
Amen. Glory to God. As we get ready, amen, to prepare, amen, ourselves, praise God, amen, for prayer. Amen. Then after that, praise God, amen, we'll ask, amen, Sister Mary, amen, Hollins, amen, she's going to bring, amen, read our scripture. Amen for tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We ask you, praise God, to pray along with us. Pray along with us. Amen. Our Father, our God, we come to you tonight in the name of Jesus. We come to say thank you, Lord, for another day journey. Thank you, Lord, because you woke us up early this morning. We was clothed in our right mind. We thank you, Lord, because we was able to dress ourselves. We was able, oh God, to walk. We was able to see. We was able, oh God, Lord, to even know our name, Father. We thank you because when we woke up, oh God, we was not in a place of confusion. Oh God, we knew where we was. Father, we thank you right now. Hallelujah for your grace and your mercy. We thank you, Lord, because without you, we could not have done anything. But God, we thank you for strength. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance. We thank you for healing. We thank you, Lord, for breathing upon us one more time. Thank you, Lord, because you have took us through this time, oh God, and this hour. Father, you kept us under your blood without no hurt, harm, or danger, even while we was on the highway and the byways. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You kept us, hallelujah, all night long and suffered no hurt, harm, or danger. Lord, we thank you. Glory to God for even our family members far and near, Lord. You let your blood cover them, Lord, and tuck them, oh God, to school, home, work, wherever, hallelujah, they are, oh God, that day was to be. Father, you tucked them and kept them safely, and we want to say thank you. And Lord, we thank you again for allowing us to come, hallelujah, tonight on the PNN. Oh, hallelujah, tonight, Lord, to worship you and to lift you up and to call upon your name. Hallelujah. We just want to say we thank you, God. Lord, and we love you tonight. Hallelujah, for all that you have done. Lord, and we come in the name of Jesus, asking you, Lord, to forgive us of our sins. Lord, to create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us tonight. Take away everything in us that's not pleasing in your sight. Turn the searchlight on us tonight. Hallelujah. Find anything that shouldn't be. Take it out, oh Lord. Lord, make us whole. Save us. Hallelujah. We want to be right. We want to be whole. And we want to be saved. Lord, and we ask you tonight, hallelujah, to have your way tonight upon this line. In the name of Jesus, whether, oh God, in the air, on bus, whether they in cars or whatever, Lord, touch them in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. For, oh Lord, without you, we cannot do nothing. Lord, and we thank you tonight, for there is a bomb. There is a bomb in Gilead. Lord, and we praise your name for the healing. Hallelujah, in the land. Healing tonight in Jesus' name. Lord, and we come in the name of Jesus, Lord. Hallelujah, for the song says, it's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord. Standing in the need of prayer. Oh, Father, we ask you to stretch our hand out tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, deliver. Set free those that are bound. Hallelujah, make the crooked way straight. Make way, Father, out of no way. Open doors that's been shut in faces. Hallelujah, God. Oh, God. Bless bank accounts. Hallelujah, that is zero balance. In the name of Jesus, Father, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God. Have your way tonight. Hallelujah, rain down your Holy Ghost. Hallelujah, the anointing of God. Hallelujah, that it move all ignorance out of the way in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, for the captives. Hallelujah. Oh, God. So the captives can go free in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you tonight to bind the hand of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way upon this light in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, because you rule and you super rule tonight. Lord, we ask you to heal tonight, oh God. Heal tonight, allergies, oh God. Whatever, praise God, sinus. Hallelujah, strangulation, oh God. Drainage of the throat, oh God, COVID, hallelujah, cold, asthma, bronchitis, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to touch right now every sickness, every disease, hallelujah, every, oh God, everyone that are going through, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to remember, hallelujah, God, remember, praise God, the city, tonight, oh God, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, oh God, where 10 lives was lost, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, would you to touch the families tonight in Jesus' name, hallelujah, Father, we ask you to give strength in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, God, strength, comfort in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we ask you to touch that young man's life. Hallelujah. We plead the blood of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. Devil, you still have not won. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over our nation, over our gold, God, even our stores, our highways, hallelujah, restaurants, hallelujah, wherever, hallelujah, we plead the blood of Jesus tonight, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father, that you will cover us, cover our loved ones, cover the peoples in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, Lord, we ask you tonight, save, hallelujah, God, work on the people's mind, change minds in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, for your word said, let this mind, hallelujah, be in us that's also in Christ Jesus, Father, give us a mind like you have, give us peace of mind, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we rebuke every voice that Satan has spoken the ills, God, every noise that he has made, we rebuke it right now. We rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask you tonight for your mercy, for your grace in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to bless the message and the messenger tonight in Jesus' name. Remember Evangelist Bradley tonight in a mighty way, Lord. Have your way, God, in our life. And Lord, we praise you tonight for the PNN. Lord, we thank you for the advice of the prayer warriors. Hallelujah. Everyone in the name of Jesus to help mix up this gathering in Jesus' name. For Father, without you, we can do nothing. But we love you tonight. And we thank you, God, for deliverance. We thank you for salvation tonight through the blood of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for being a counselor, healer. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you tonight. We thank you. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you tonight. Hallelujah, God, for faith. Hallelujah, for the words that faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We thank you for being a miracle worker, God. Hallelujah, we know the devil said no, God, but God said yes. Hallelujah, and great is he that is in us. God, hallelujah, then he, God, that is in the world, Father, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, because you control the universe. You have all power in your hands. Hallelujah, to all, God, to remove. Hallelujah, to take down. Hallelujah, God, to set everything in order. God, you have the power tonight. Hallelujah, Lord, and we lift our hands up before you tonight. Hallelujah, we honor you tonight. We glorify you tonight. Hallelujah, Father, let your glory be in this place. Let your glory be upon this prayer line. Let your glory fall upon us tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we thank you tonight and we love you tonight. Hallelujah, hallelujah, because no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. Father, look upon the White House. Hallelujah, remember the Russians. Remember Ukraine. Father, remember the United States as a whole in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, oh God, that we humble ourselves. Hallelujah, seek your face and turn from our wicked ways in the name of Jesus. Heal us, oh God, that we may be healed. Deliver us, that we may be delivered, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, count us worthy tonight. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hide us behind the cross tonight in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God, that we may be hid. Hallelujah, safe and secure under your blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength, and you are our redeemer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank him tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank him. Glory to God for the goodness. Hallelujah. Amen. The song said, God is a good God. Yes, he is. Amen. Yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. God is a good God. Amen. And we praise the Lord again tonight. Amen. And we're going to ask, praise God. Amen. Sister Mary, amen, is coming tonight. Amen. With that scripture. Amen. As everyone, praise God. Amen. Let's just receive her by saying, amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Mary, tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Giving honor to God. Thanking him for allowing us to see another day. Thanking him for bringing us back together on the prayer line. To Evangelist Bradley. To Evangelist Dawn.
Bless
you. To our PNN prayer wars. To our PNN advisors. And to all of our listeners. Scripture reading will be coming from Ephesians, the 6th chapter, the 10th through the 20th verse. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, full armor of God, so that you can take your stand against the devil's scheme. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realm. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand firm then with the better truth buckled around your waist, with the breastplate of righteousness in place, and with your feet fitted with the readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. In addition to all this, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Pray also for me that whenever I speak, word may be given me, so that I will fully make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. I have read to you the 6th chapter of Ephesians, the 10th through the 20th verse, and I read from the NIV version. May God have a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his holy word.
Amen. God bless you tonight. Amen, Sister Mary. Tonight, amen. Thank you for this scripture. Amen. Tonight, amen. Glory to God. Amen. We're getting ready tonight, amen, for the word. Amen. It's word time, praise God, tonight. And we ask you, praise God, to, amen, glory to God. It's not too late to tell someone, come on in. Glory to God, amen, on the Prayer News Network, praise God. They also can listen to us, amen, on Facebook Live. Amen, glory to God, on the Prayer News Network. Amen, yes, you can go on Facebook Live. Amen, amen, and also, amen, listen. Praise God, amen, on the word for the same word, amen, on tonight. Join us, amen. Glory to God, amen. We don't want you to be without and left out, amen, but join us, amen. Hallelujah, even on the conference line or either on Facebook Live. You are welcome, amen, amen. And we're getting ready, praise God, amen, to present to you, praise God, amen, this, amen, the speaker for the hour, praise God, amen. Amen, and that is none other. Praise God, amen. It's been with us, amen, always. And Jorgen, praise God, amen. So let's get in with the service tonight, praise God, amen, to receive, amen, the word to receive, amen, the man of God tonight, amen. Evangelist, prophet, amen, Virgil Postel, amen, from Elohim Revival Center, amen, internationally. Praise God, amen, we receive him tonight. Amen. What a hearty amen. Glory to God. Amen. Man of God. Amen. The platform is yours. God bless you tonight.
God bless you, amen. We give God praise and honor tonight for who he is and everything that God is doing in all of our lives. We celebrate him tonight and we give him praise. For truly we serve an awesome, awesome God. We thank God for the host of this conference line. We thank God for the host who has diligently put in the hours, the time, and the years. To dedicate her life to provide a platform for those who would have a safe place to go. We thank God and praise God for who he has called and charged us to be in this last and evil days. We thank God for our celestial intercessor, Dr. Apostle, the late Dr. Apostle S.D. James. We thank God for Apostle Samuel Huggins James, Bishop K.A. Tenna, and Apostle D.G. Taylor. We give God praise for every one of their respectful places on tonight. And we honor the Lord for all of you and that the work that you put in, the PNN Network and the PNN Network advisors. God bless you tonight. We thank God for all of you men and women of God for different corners of the earth and from wherever you are. We thank God for you. We salute you and your position, and we pay respect to you tonight. Amen. Without further ado, we're going to get into the Word of God on tonight. There is a word from the Lord, and if you bear with me, we're going to climb through this thing. It is an uncomfortable word, but yet it is a word from the Lord. If you have your Bible, turn with me to Jeremiah chapter 17. Jeremiah 17 tonight. I'm going to give you a little bit of time for those of you that are still turning. Jeremiah 17. And we're going to begin at verse 9 tonight. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. Jeremiah 17 and verse 9. And when you get it, be signified by saying amen or bless God. Those who are able to, that are not muted, amen. And it reads, the heart is deceitful above all things and desperate and wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to give every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. I'm going to read that again. I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins, even to the giving every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. Father, we thank you, O God, on tonight for your grace and your mercy, your power and your authority. Lord, we ask you, even now, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you would give me the strength to decrease, that you might increase. Father, forgive us for all sins tonight, sins of omission and sins of commission, even now, blot out every transgression. Father, by thy name, Jesus, bind the will of the enemy and bring his works in order now in the name of Jesus. Father, speak, Lord, for the servant hears. In this place, oh God, I say, God, that you be glorified, and man, God, be submitted to your will. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, and thank God. Tonight I want to spend a little bit of time talking to you about the heart of the church and the three spirits that govern the churches in this particular country here in the United States. The heart of the church and the three spirits that govern the churches of the particular churches here in the United States. This may also speak to other countries and other nations because the how God showed this to me, he showed me the churches as it goes back into the days of their foundation. How did the church come into its formulation? Starting with the Roman Catholic Church, 1,000 years old. Then you have white evangelicals, which were the Presbyterians were came along the same time almost several decades later as the Roman Catholic Church did. And then you have the Presbyterians who are known as the white evangelicals in America. Then you have the black church, known as the Church of God in Christ, which is the church that steered or stands as the church that started the Pentecost, one of the churches that was responsible for the Pentecostal movement, Bishop Mason. Three entities, three churches, three different denominations, three different branches, because out of all three of these churches came three different branches. The Catholic Church, yes, the Presbytery, which is the white evangelical. Out of the white evangelical, free slaves or slaves who were able to start the first Methodist church in the United States, eventually moving to the Pentecostal movement in the United States. Now, as you look at the three churches, every last one of these three churches have one thing in common. They're all churches. But there is a difference in the God that they serve. All three of these edifices have three different hearts, have three different agendas. And because all three of these particular churches, organizations, foundations, are built upon three different principles, three different goals and outcomes. And because of this, all three of these churches have split the heart of God in three separate components. Because every church has its own direction. To understand clearly how this will look is that you will see three hearts as one heart. And out of these three hearts is one heart, meaning the heart of God. So what happened is that the Methodist Church, let's use the Methodist Church, the Methodist Church, they don't want to do what the Baptist Church is, so they pull away. So that's one heart, part of the heart zone. Catholic Church, they don't want to do, so they pull away. That's another part. So another part of the church, another church split off, and they become another part. So now you have three pieces of the whole heart split. So now you have three splits in the heart of God, for the Catholic, the Evangelical, and the Black Church. Every last one of them believes that the way that they serve God is the way that God says serve him. Every one of them believes that God is supremacy over their belief in their faith. The Catholic Church believes that they can pray and pray through intercessory through the day. The white evangelicals believe that they can use prosperity and their own slave past, white supremacy, KKK, all tied in. While the Black Church is custom, if with religion, it flows through with the heart of God and worship. They understand what pain and suffering is because they're still dealing with it today. White supremacy believes that their rules work. They believe that their God is better. They also believe that their God is right. So you see three different churches, but three different perspectives and three different ideals of who God is. Y'all don't mind if I teach, right? So out of these three churches, question, who's serving the right God? The Bible says that according to the scripture, when we talk about the heart of God, that the heart of God is supposed to be a particular type of response to behavior, a response to pain or agony, a response to people. The heart of God is not numb. It's not dead. It's not withdrawn. It's not dried up. It's not taken away. But the heart of God is responsive to every movement that we make. It's responsive. If you hurt, it hurts. If you go through, it goes through. The heart of God is a heart of compassion. It's a heart. It's a bleeding heart, but it's a beating heart. It's a heart that understands the purpose of healing. And the Bible says that we are to obey the will of God and according to the word of God. If we look at the structures of the churches and understand the dynamics of how the divisiveness of the organizations have split, they have split the body of Christ into several directions. One has become apolitical. The other one is still spiraling and wallowing in its bed of money and finances. The other one is still suffering and trying to rise to the top yet being crushed. But out of all of this obscurity in the church has lost the heart of God. When you look at every last one of these entities, we see that the heart of God has been deterred from a lot of these organizations. The reason being is that a lot of people want to conduct church as if the church belongs to them. But in fact, the Bible says, God builds a house, they that labor, labor in vain. So the house does not belong to you as the man, the woman of God, or the pastor. It belongs to God. And so we've got to clean up our heart as it pertains to how we conduct our behavior in the church. The Bible also shows us ways to draw the saints of God with loving kindness. He shows us, he said, with loving kindness have I drawn thee. So God now draws you with a particular type of love, meaning that in the heart of God, there is a love that can draw you. There's a love that can pull you in. But yet then we are in three different denominations. These denominations view the point of drawing and evangelism in a different perspective. They view it at different angles and different lenses. They see it completely different. And they say that I'm going to draw them this way. I'm going to draw them that way. But out of the black church, we come from a battered past, a beaten history, tortured history, almost mutilated and massacred our community, destroyed them in front of our faces. Destroyed our wealth gate. We took our pain. And we mounted our pulpit and we preached against getting away from not the devil, but getting away from the blue-eyed devil. Running away from slavery. Getting free from our bonds and our chains of slavery. The motivation behind a lot of things were rightly in the place to motivate people to fight to live. But as for the spiritual aspect of it, when you got down to the root of it, folks got saved, they got set free and delivered, but not without knowing that they got to fight to live this slavery. And the core of their messages was about surviving masterhood, surviving this and the injustice in the land, preaching about injustice. But when it came to drawing, y'all don't want to hear me tonight. I'm going to take my time. When it came to drawing the people of God and pulling the people of God in, we had wounds, we were salty, bruised, but we lived. And when people did not respond appropriately or how we deemed it necessary for them to respond to our leadership, we scorn them, we reject them, we abuse them, we turn them away. But the heart of God draws everybody with love. We condemn people. But the Bible says his thoughts are not our thoughts, nor his ways our ways. So we have in the body of Christ now where we've adapted to our own ways instead of following the beaten path, instead of moving behind the footsteps of God, instead of us standing in the shadow of the master, we made our own rules. God help me. We have made our own decisions. Evangelist Bonds, we have got so far that we've set up our own government inside of the house of God. And now it's our church and not God's. That's my money. I put my money in there. This is a church where we put people in positions and board and leaders where they are to rise up and set down leaders. Kick them out of the church because they don't like the message they preach. Oh, the heart of God is torn tonight, saints, and in the old man, the Osiah. And it's torn into three pieces. And that's because we've allowed our emotions, we've allowed our feelings, we've allowed our behavior, we've allowed our attitude, we've allowed the things that we have are coming accustomed to make and dictate for us. Our feelings and emotions now run the church. We run the church out of our feelings. We run the church out of our feelings. We run it out of our emotions. We run the church out of a different perspective than the way God would want us to. We have come to a place now in the body of Christ where we no longer are focused on the things of God. We have our own agendas in the house of God. We have our own program in the church. We spend more time trying to bring in the best person it is, the priest, to raise the offering. We put on more concerts to raise offerings, to fatten the pockets of the helpers in the house, and we refuse to look at the souls that we have there that are lost. We're bringing in preachers that are getting some awards, and here we are raising big offerings while people are dying and going to hell. The heart of God is split, y'all, and three different people. The Catholic Church sodomizes, messing up little boys, rape and pillages to little boys, sleep with the nuns, they get pregnant, hide the babies and bury them and kill them up under the church. Now permitting women and men, second-guessing moralities of the scripture, the church is in trouble. And the heart of God is torn and the few people. Oh, but you have now the white evangelicals. The white evangelicals who have allowed themselves to wear nose. They've allowed themselves to wear collars now instead of hoods. Y'all don't hear me in here. Oh, Jesus. They're no longer hiding in hood now, being white supremacists and Ku Klux Klan. Now they're wearing their clergy collars, collecting your offerings and giving false hope and prophesying lies to the congregation. And they're sitting in the prophecy when they don't come to pass. They go so far as the much in the white evangelical church, go in and force government to change Roe versus Wade because they say it's too many of us. It ain't enough for them. And so because it ain't enough for them, they go in and they violate the sanctity of the word. The Bible says that we obey the laws of the land. According to the First Amendment, says that the First Amendment says this, and the concept of it, of separation of church and state, it reinforces the legal right of a free people to freely live their faith, even in public, without fear of governmental coercion. Free exercise means you have the faith and you may live it. Out of these three spirits, you have a city. The agenda of one is to continue to dominate, to be the head church. We the head church. All because 2,000 years ago, the Emperor Constantine, who succeeded Charlemagne the Great, decided to end the structures that were left. And followed the King of France's instruction, they started to set up a church. And he appointed first visible role, which is Peter, 2,000 years ago. That first visible role was a Roman Catholic church. The same Catholic church that appointed a group of people called known as the Temple of Night, who were known as Freemasons, who started out in Solomon's Temple. Started out in Solomon's Temple. Freemasons. Temple of Night and the Knights of Columbus. Raided and pillaged lands, massacred and killed people in the name of God. All faith. The heart of the church is torn. God's heart is torn in three pieces because we've done some deeds in the land and we're still doing some deeds in the land. Every church has is not clean. And even when we look at the black church, its stems and branches branch off. Because even after the Church of God in Christ, there came other organizations, non-denominational organizations, apostolic and prophetic movements outside of that organization. And it shifted after its leader or its father transitioned. And that church, because it took its barons and lowered its foundations to where? The Catholic Church. Because the Catholic Church didn't take its foundation to nowhere but Jesus. They said, well, Jesus is the head of the church. Oh, this is wrong. They say Jesus started the church. But history shows that Constantine started the church. And this is showing that through the years, their church was governed by king and queen until they got Templar Knights and started raiding and stealing gold, robbing Muslims, and all doing it in the name of God, but massacring the people and taking all they had and putting all their jewels into becoming money launderers, create their own task force and their own army. And they bullied kings and queens that they could not overthrow them, topple them. All the church is in trouble. So now you look at the black church, Kojic church. I ain't going to mess with Kojic too much tonight, and I don't want to make nobody mad. But the same type of conversions has found them found themselves away inside of the black church, inside of our foundation, willed its way in and intermixed into our prayers, our conferences, and our meetings, perverted them. And now it is a fanfare show and a competition on parade. Now we're marching in with the best of the best suit and hats so big we can't even see who the preacher is of all the feathers. Oh, the church is not what it used to be. We put more money in the church clothes and church fashion to look good. But the Bible said that they whitewash the tomb. They clean the cups up real good and they put them in and rinse them off. According to the scripture, they clean these cups and they wash them real good. But then he looked and he said, but we're on the inside. You done spent $200 or $300 on those suits and all those rhinestones and all those nice heels and feet so swole you can't even barely pull them off and get back to the room. But you can clean up all the outside. Oh, but on the inside, dead man's bones. The church has become hypocritical of the youth of today. We have forgotten because we have been saved for 10, 20, and 30 years. And because we've been saved so long, we've forgot that we used to wear some stuff that was street life and unpleasing to God. We forgot that somebody had to teach us how to dress and the Holy Ghost had to convict us. We forgot that we got attitudes and mad when people approached us about how we had our feelings. Oh, the church is in trouble. When we go to young people and they respond the same way we do when we say that ain't the spirit of God, but is that not the same spirit that you had as well? We've gotten to a place now that we want to put our mouths to everything that we disagree with. But the Bible tells us specifically that my thoughts ain't yours, nor my ways yours. And countless times the Word of God showed us that God will take a mess and use it. And we'll say, but man of God, I beg the difficulty to clean the mess up. But my Bible tells me otherwise, that some of them men and women in the Bible still had their issues. David being one. Man after God's own heart. But David had a flesh problem. Solomon couldn't keep himself to himself. Was manipulated and enticed by sex until Solomon started allowing his bedroom business to manipulate his dog. Oh, but the church don't want to talk about this history here. We paint all the perfect pictures. We make everybody look good, woman of God. We make everybody look good, men of God. Oh, we preach real good from our pulpit. But when the saints come and say, but what about this one? What about that one? We go in and we say, no, 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 that's not true. That's not it. But the Bible does not lie. As a matter of fact, it doesn't. The Bible says that let the word of God be true. And everybody else be a liar. We can't argue with the text. We can't fight with the word of God because the word of God is going to be the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. In fact, the Bible says it will not return unto him void. Just as the word of God was written, it will be fulfilled. Just as God has declared a thing, it will come to pass. My Bible shows me that there are countless men and women of God who have been in that Bible, who have had their handful of fistful of issues, struggles and fights and battles. But we want to clean people up, make them dress the way we want them to dress, and say they're not saved because they don't wear what we don't want, what we want them to wear. But we are not their God. When they bend and bow their knees in their prayer closet, they don't pray to us, they pray to God. When they get down on their face and they say, Hosanna, Hosanna, God save me, God save me. We don't respond to it because we don't hear that conversation. In fact, the Bible says that your spirit making intercessions for you according to Romans. That we're wrong with moans and groans, you cannot have a soul. When the spirit is making intercession for us, when the spirit is making intercession for us, making intercession for them, we don't answer when they're crying because we can't hear it. Oh, the church, we have gotten to a place that we have decided who God is for people. We have decided who we think God is going to be for people. As a matter of fact, now, if your wings are a little too obese, you ain't got no anointing. The Lord should have convicted you for what you got on. The Holy Ghost should have told you, or your Holy Ghost should have told you that you shouldn't have put that on. Because I know my Holy Ghost would have told me. Oh, but the Bible says, judge ye not, lest ye be judged. And the same measure you need. How do you not know that this sister, this brother didn't stand there calling and say, Lord, all I have is this. I don't have another income. I gave you my life, and I told you I'd serve you. But all I have is these short dresses and these blouses that hang down. Lord, send me some money. How do we know that we're not dealing with people who don't have the finances to go out and buy a $200 or $300 suit? And a pair of $40 to $50 pair of shoes. And some of us need an advance to get us a couple $1,000 shoes and call Louis Vuitton the red bottom. How do we know we're not dealing with people who are dealing with a meager budget, but they love God? Oh, but the church, the black church, has an issue with putting their mouths on things without a barren record of proof. They don't know what people are saying to God. They don't know how people are begging God to free them. They don't know what they're asking the Lord to free them from. And so the church in that position that we become judge and jury. Oh, Lord. And so because of that, we've got to get to a place in the church where we begin to embrace the will of God. Embrace how God would run the church. One thing I always say, evangelist, is that one way you're going to let God run is you set your tail down. You get out of his way and don't move unless he say move. See, we've been speaking out of term and context. Some stuff we do in the church has nothing to do with God. It's all about our flesh. I can see if somebody came and they slapped on the front row, just inappropriately. You give them a sheet or a towel. But if they're coming to church and you automatically condemning them because they got on. Some of them pray more than we pray. You ever seen somebody suffer so hard, suffer so long, so bad in their lives? I'm going to share something with y'all, and you're going to be looking at me probably out the side of your eyes. I had an opportunity to talk to the people who are bound to homosexuality. One of the things they said is that the church don't see me cry at night. They don't see me wallow at night begging and pleading with God to free me from this bondage. But all the church can see is when I come in that I got a twitch or a twitch, or that I walk like a man, or I got a dap in my step. But they don't see me fighting for my life and my prayer longing. I wish I had somebody here. They don't see me wrestling all night long trying to get this monkey off my back. But in fact, the church has become a place where they approach you as if they know what you're doing, as if they know what you're not doing. But we've got to get to the place that we have the heart of God and have the heart of God for real. Because we're losing faith. And we're losing those who would possibly be drawn to the hand of God that is on our life. Because we allow our own feelings and our own beliefs and emotions to dictate the movement of God instead of letting God do his own job. If God needed you to be the usher at the door in the spirit, he would have put you there, but he would have first called you home. Because the last time I checked, woman of God, that the Lord already had ushers and security guards in the spirit, and they're known as cherubim angels. See, this is the type of church that we don't like to hear because we wanna see God agree with our mess. But God is not all for confusion. God is not a God that calls and tangles himself up in our worldliness. And because that God will not involve himself in stuff that does not have anything to do with him. But the church is in trouble. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 36. The Lord told me to tell you tonight. That he's getting ready to do something different in the body of Christ. He's getting ready to move different. Same God, but the anointing is going to flow a different way. Because there's a remnant of people that are waiting to come in the church. But the moment they try to go in, the Lord said it ain't safe yet. Because they're still cutting up. Y'all hold off until they get it right. And so every night again, they try to step out and say, no, they ain't safe yet. Because they're still cutting up. Y'all hold on a minute till they get it right. So we're doing a step across the threshold and we go in and try to go in the church. And the Lord say, no, they ain't safe yet. Hold on just a little while longer. I'm sure they're going to get it right this time. But this is what they told me tonight in the office. Ezekiel 36 and verse 26. He said, a new heart also will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh, and I will give you a heart of flesh, and I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you shall keep my judgment and do them. The church tonight, I don't have a large, elaborate message. I don't have old shouting dancing. But I just come to give you a message from the Lord and let you know that your heart now, the Lord is looking for your heart to be changed. Many of you have been saved, if y'all don't mind me just minister for a moment, many of you have been saved for a long time. Your soul was converted, but your attitude never changed. The way you treat people is not how you're supposed to treat them. The way you handle souls roughly instead of handling them like they're fragile. You don't embrace, but you die to beat and abuse and force indoctrination to fear. Telling people that if you don't get your soul right, you're going to die and go to hell. How many of you already know that these people already know that what they're doing is taking them in the path that's leading them that way? They don't need your help telling them no more. They need you to help them understand how to heal. The Lord started giving me last Wednesday about healing and need for healing, that people need to be healed. And the church is one place that needs healing. The church known, when I got saved, I was 12. So, and I'm 39 now. So the church was known when I got saved, they called a hospital. And the older I got, I realized in the hospital, people where people go when they're sick. But I've seen people come into the hospital. This hospital, you don't need insurance. All you got to do is want the main doctor or the chief surgeon or whatever skill you need him to perform. His name was Jesus. Still is God. All you need to do was come and say, I want him. And he came and got him. But after you got him, many people didn't stay because the ones that was left behind to continue to provide the care. Those who were known as seasoned saints. They attack and beat with whips and lashes, mishandling the people because they didn't have enough money to put on the table for an offering. Oh, I've seen it. The church, oh, it's in trouble. Because we can tear in the heart of God into shreds. And even now, while I'm talking to you, right now in this country, in the United States, there are some things, and I'm shifting, there are some things that are repositioned according to the race line, and segregants are moving into motion to incite a premature race war in this country because the census have been released. And the tables have turned. But inside the church, I have seen people come in joyful, excited to work in labor, get on the praise team, sang in the choir. They did it all. And eventually, I started seeing them come to church, dropping their bags and wobbling up to the choir stand, losing their motivation. Eventually, I started seeing them being late to church. I've been in church all my life. Little kids, I was a little boy when I met Pa. Real little boy. I was so little, I used to cry when I seen him shout, get the Holy Ghost, because I didn't know what was going on with him. I thought something was after him, or beat him or something, and I couldn't see it. But you start seeing things come. You lit on fire for God. Start seeing them drag in to the church. Start losing motivation. Eventually, you start noticing that they'll stop by pastor's office for counseling. And the next thing we know, their behavior goes from bad to worse. You start realizing that everybody that goes inside the office that either had a grievance or a question or a problem with something left out more disappointed than they did when they went in. But the Bible says, come, let us reason together. It's hard day in Zion when we see leaders abusing, yelling and mishandling members. Oh, Lord, acting out of character with a dogmatic spirit, being abusive and battering them across the pulpit and mishandling them and acting like bullies. The church is tearing the heart of God in the people. Judgment shall begin at the house of God first. The Lord is trying to reconcile, bring the church into reconciliation. He's trying to bring the church into a place of repentance. But he got to deal with the leaders first. Men and women of God just going to be honest and say, man of God, I've done it. I've been abusive to members. I've been mean to them. I've mistreated people. I've said things out of my flesh and not out of the spirit. I preached on my own members. Come on, God, help me. I preached on my own members because I was in my flesh mad with them. I was upset with them. I was upset because of the anniversary. I mistreated my own people. The church has done it. We mount our platform in the black church. We mount our platform that we have beat people down, crushed their spirit. You already had the worst weekend is at work, and now you come to church to be uplifted, to get prayer. Pastor man, because y'all bought him a blue suit instead of a tan one. He ain't asking them an attitude tonight, just went off. Soured the whole service. And the only safe place you can be has now become a hospital with no doctor in charge. Many of the organizations functioning right now are functioning minimally because they are intercessors in the house. It ain't the preached word that's keeping members there. It's the intercessors now and the prophetic gifts and the prophets that are keeping these doors open through their prayer and their intercession, crying out that God maintain the word of the Lord in the land. But even the prophets are getting quiet, sealing up their lips, silencing them. I was just talking to my former secretary, and I told him, I said, God had called me to a place of silence. He said, get quiet. I said, God, what do you mean? He said, don't say a word. It was new to me, it was strange to me, it was different. And he told me, he said, get quiet. He said, I want you to get so quiet that it backs up from the people. I said, wait, God, they're going to feel detached. They're going to feel emptiness. He said, get quiet. He said, because I'm putting the prophets in a place that they become silent. Because the church will not hear. Coming home one day, driving the car, turn the corner, and the Lord came up in an open vision, and I was running towards him. I was running towards God. He had spears. They had gold handles with a diamond cut in them. Diamond cut is that nice, ancient stuff, just these pretty blades, just like big triangles. He was snatching them out of the ground, out of this sand. And I was running, running to God. I was running as fast as I can, and I was running saying, no, God, you can't do it. I was screaming at the top of my lungs, no. I got close to God. I said, wait, please stop, don't do it. Please don't do it. These are children. These are people. You can't do this thing. He was pulling the spears out of the ground. It was like there was unsheathing a sword. And he was hurling them. And you could hear him hurling them with force. He was running. As I was looking through the spears, they were landing on the earth. And when they were landing on the earth, they were exploding. And I said, God, why? Why would you do this to them? Why? Why would you destroy them? Why would you hurt them? And he told me, he said, because they won't listen to me. I've done everything to get their attention, and they still won't listen to me. The church has got to get up in a place, and I say this, leader, secretary, men and women of God, stop leading prayer all the time and get on your face and pray with your people. You want to sit there and lead prayer like you king or queen Tut and queen of Sheba. You not. Get down there on your face. The Bible says let them stand between the porch and the altar. We are intercessors. We are intercessors, and our job is, and we're called to intercede for the body of Christ. It's too many of our own that are dying, falling in the traps of perversion, getting sick and addicted to drugs. It's too many of them being lost. I remember the power of prayer will sustain and keep us. I remember when storms would come, hurricanes and tornadoes would come, and we can go out the door as saints of God. We didn't have to be prophets. Go out the door as saints of God and rebuke the wind. And send the storm another way, calling and commanding to dissipate, and I do it. I remember we were walking hospital rooms, and we were speaking life over dying bodies. Can that body gain life? Remember, we were walking places and people would be healed, set free, and delivered by the power of God. Remember, we were not afraid to be used by God. We have lost our fervor. We've lost our fire. We've lost our passion. We have become political. We have become governmental. And now we want to justify our means of God evangelizing. We talk about the people we see dying. People falling away. The Lord spoke to me when I first got back here, 2 to 3 years after I got back here. He told me, he said, ask Kevin why he do what he did. Kevin was my cousin. I said, Lord, I ain't gonna, Lord, I ain't gonna do that. So I avoided it. So one night I had no other choice but to ask him. I told him, I said, Kevin, don't stay out here this long. Don't stay out there too long. The next time I seen him, because I would see him all the time, but next time I seen him, he was in the car with me. He asked me to come in the store with me because I was getting into the bathroom. And I told him, I said, Kevin, don't stay too long. He said, well, I'm going to wait for you in the car. And when I came out, he was already gone. That was a couple of years ago, when that was in COVID, that was in COVID 2019. 2020, COVID. He died doing the thing that I asked him not to do. And it broke my heart. We've lost so many people to death. We used to be able to walk the streets and shut down crack houses. We used to be so bold, we'd go in the nightclubs and shut them down. Bars. Go in there and shut them down. Get in the corner and start praying. God send the angels to shut the door. Now we're in bars, we build in neighborhoods and daycares. And we got clubs and gambling halls built by schools and churches. And people now can sell drugs and dope across the street from the churches. Now people can go in and buy and prostitute across the street from the church. People are now throwing cans and use cigarettes and cigarette butts all over the churches. There used to be an integrity in the street. It used to be a field where man would not even dare to bring a beer on church grounds. Wouldn't even dare walk nowhere near the church with a beer in their hand. But the fear of God has left the building because the church has kicked God out. We don't want him in if he's going to tell us what it is. We want to run it the way we want to run it. But God is saying, let me in. Because I got work to do. And there's a remnant I'm getting ready to call to come into the body. And they have my heart, and they're going to do what you ain't going to do. They're going to do what you don't. I'm on the outside here. They're going to do what you refuse to do. They're going to do what you're denying me to do. See, some of you leaders don't even realize that even tonight I'm here with the Lord and the replacements have been ordered. And so what God is saying is because you refuse to change back to holiness, because you refuse to give God full control over that which is his, the replacements have been ordered. You have gone in the way of Saul, and your David is on his way. Because we've allowed man to run the house of God. We've allowed man to dictate what goes on in the house. Prostitute right across the street from the church. Pastors sleeping with the members. First lady having lovers on the side. Where is this supposed to be God's house when we have turned it into a harlot's nest? How then we can call this place holy and righteous? We can't cast out demons and heal the sick and raise the dead in the same place we love and want again. We can't do it. We've lost the integrity. We are open spectacles. The whole is blasted. Pastors from all denominations, from the Catholic Church all the way down to the Black Church, have been exposed on social media for sexual infidelity, sexual promiscuity. Pastors being recorded by their boyfriends, girlfriends. Pastors resigning positions because they got caught cheating. Pastors stealing church money while members are living in the projects. They're building mansions for their heathenistic children while they're forgiving the soul who tithes and sold into the house, and now they refuse to give it back. They'll turn the church. The Bible says they'll turn into a place of den of thieves and robbers. Where will we go? But tonight, God is calling the church back to a place of repentance. He's calling every pastor back to a place of accountability. He's calling you back to a place of surrender to God and let God go. That's why your church is stagnant. That's why it will not grow. That's why members won't come, because you're too busy trying to run your church instead of letting God run his church. And God is saying, get out of my way and let me draw them in. But many of you don't want to sit down with some of those old people that you got in place that got your nasty spirit. You want surrogates that's going to still do the will of the devil for you. You got to get into the land of the God. And you got to do it in a hurry, because God is soon to come and the church is in trouble. And we don't want to come. Well, God to come and behold, when the bridegroom coming, we ain't prepared. Judgment gonna begin in the house of God. It's gonna begin in that place that you done put quote unquote money into. It's my chest. They owe me the money. You didn't pay tithes in your church in 20 years and you the pastor. You ain't even show forth no effort to do nothing tithe worthy in the house. But they owe you money. The church is in trouble. I'm closing. Father, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. Your power and your authority on that, God. We ask you to forgive us our place and our position, God, that we have neglected our dereliction of duty. From the Catholic Church, the Presbyterian, the Black Church, God, forgive us. We have overstepped and understepped our bounds. We have done things that you've never called us to do. We have put our mouth on things that we've damaged and hurt and wounded souls. Amen. Wash us, dear Master, under your blood. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And thank God. Listen, if you need prayer tonight, if you have been church hurt, if you're a leader and you say, man of God, I've been here. But if you hold on, just a second, if those of you that want to be saved, if you say the church hurt me and I done backslid in the process, I just want to renew my vows. I want to give back to Jesus. You come to the platform. Constantius, if you just want to get saved, you heard the message, you said, man of God, I want to renew my vows. I want to give my life back over to him tonight. I want to be restored. Constantius, come on to the platform. If you want to be saved tonight, many of us have been church hurt. We've been abused. I've been church hurt before. It don't feel good. But you got to know God is your source. God is the one that's going to get you in through the gate. He's going to be the only one to let you come in. My name. We don't have a heaven and hell to put you in. My job is to help escort you to the will of God. And tonight, if you want to give your life over to God, if there are some things that you've done out of your way that you shouldn't have done, that you know, maybe you mistreated some people, you want to come and say, I want to allow you to repent. Pray a prayer of restoration over me, because I done missed some stuff and I done missed some of the people. I need to be whole. I need to be put back into pieces. I need to be stepped outside of my position. I need to be restored. If that's you, come on. Constantius. We'll give you a few minutes. Woman of God, let me know if somebody come on the platform.
Yeah. Yes, anyone? Tonight, just press star 6. Just press star 6 and come on to the platform on tonight for star 6.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
It doesn't look like anyone's on the platform at all.
Amen. Is there anybody that needs prayer on tonight? Anybody that needs prayer? Anybody that needs prayer on tonight? If you need prayer, if you want somebody to need to be touched with you, that's positive.
Praise God.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, this is Sister Clarissa Johnson. I just wanted to, first of all, I enjoyed the message. I give honor to God, who is truly the head of my life, to everybody in their respective places. My husband just went through a major surgery where he had cancer. He had oral cancer on his tongue cancer, and they removed over half of his tongue, and they removed his lymph nodes. They rebuilt his tongue. They removed teeth. He was in a 12-hour surgery, and I just want to tell the goodness of the Lord. God is truly amazing. And I know, you know, even though I know God is able to do anything, it still amazes me, you know, it amazes me every time that he shows up. So he was in this 12-hour surgery with all of the doctors and he had a lot of stuff done. He has a trach, a feeding tube, and, you know, skin grafts. It's a whole lot. And not more than 24 hours after surgery. He was in no pain. I thank God. I mean, I thank God for the prayers from the PNN. I thank God for the prayer warriors. I thank God for Jesus. They couldn't understand why he was not in pain. He was in ICU, and the nurse, when I walked out of the room, the nurse called me. She was like, I think he's trying to be a tough guy, and he don't want anything for pain. I told her that's because he's not in pain. They didn't understand it, but I understand that God is able to do exceedingly and beyond. God is amazing. God, to go through a 12, I'm still amazed, to go through a 12-hour surgery and not be in pain. You know, that ain't nobody but God. Nobody but God. And, you know, he's doing well. It's amazing. He was progressing so fast till the doctors were amazed. The doctors were amazed. The nurses were amazed. Everybody was amazed. They was like, can we come in? The doctors that wasn't supposed to be in the operating room was getting permission from him, can we come in and just watch the surgery? And, you know, and I just want to thank God for everything. I mean, I thank God. If I had 1,000 tongues, I couldn't thank God. And I just wanted to get prayer. You know, he still has a ways to go, but still not in any pain. Ain't God good? But he does have a ways to go, so I just want to, you know, get prayer that, you know, God continues to bless us, God continues to cover us, and strengthen us in this trial that we're going through. And it's just a trial. It's just a trial. And I tell them, you know, God gives his toughest battles to his strongest soldiers, and he's not going to take us anything that he can't take us through, and he's not going to put no more on us than we can bear. And it's been rough, but God is good. God is good, and God shows up and he shows out, and it just never ceases to amaze me. I mean, I can talk all day on this prayer line about how good God has been to us in the last couple of years. See, I mean, I gave my life. I think I was the first one to give my life to Christ on the prayer line, and God has been blessing me ever since. And to the natural eye, to the worldly eye, they don't understand why I'm still praising and why I still continue to praise, but praise confused the enemy. And I got a reason to praise God, because God is so good. Now, they might see, oh, your husband has cancer, or oh, your husband had COVID and he almost died in this, but I see that God is still covering us. I see that God is taking us through what he's taking us through to strengthen us. I see that God is amazing. I see the blessings of God. I don't see the negative. I see the negative, but I don't dwell on the negative. And I'm going to continue to praise God. I'm going to continue to lift his name. I'm going to continue to give him praise. I'm going to continue to walk this walk with Jesus Christ, because there is nothing greater. There is no one greater. And there's no other place that I'd rather be than wrapped up in the arms of Jesus Christ. So everybody that knows the word of prayer, I just ask that you continue to pray for us, and I just want prayer for strength that we can continue this, what we're going through.
Cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. Amen. God bless you. Amen. We thank God for that. That testimony is powerful. Amen. Anybody else? Anybody else? Y'all ought to be praising God. Be healed in the hand of God is moving like that.
Amen.
Anybody else?
Amen. Apostle, we stand in prayer tonight, amen, for our husband also. Amen. We thank God for Sister Clarissa, your testimony. Amen. That your Lord, what the Lord is doing. Amen. We thank God for, amen, the Lord is going to continue to give you strength. Amen. And we ourselves, amen, husband, praise God, amen, had surgery on April the 18th. Also due to cancer, amen, but he's coming along just fine, amen, recuperating and recovering, amen, just like Sister Clarissa was saying about her husband, amen, he has some ways to go and some things to get through, but God is going to bring us through, amen, glory to God, amen, and we just don't know nothing else to do but give God praise, amen, because I learned, praise God, the more I praise him, the better I feel, amen, and we are not defeated, praise God, amen, for I hear the song that said everything that the devil tried, amen, God caused it to fail, amen, and I praise God for the victory, amen, so we are asking prayer for myself, strength, amen, complete healing, amen, for our body, praise God, my husband, amen, and the decision, praise God, we've been pondering on that to make, praise God, amen, I want God to be in it, praise God, and not just myself, amen, but I'm asking you, to, amen, to pray, amen, that the Lord give me peace about this and that it is the right decision and that I don't jump on it because, praise God, the way it looks, but because of God, I want to be in the will of God, amen, and we enjoy the message on tonight, praise God, amen. God bless you, amen, and our prayers are with you.
God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Would there be another? There be another. R6. R6. For those of you with children in school and children that will be going to school here in the United States, I want you to start anointing their head with oil every morning and read together with them Psalms 91. Because the minority has become the new majority in education, meaning that we outrank every race when it comes to students being in school, meaning that the census shows that we're no longer the minority, but the minorities are the new majority inside the United States. And so prepare yourselves for everything crazy to start happening, but know that God is with you and that the blood of Jesus shall cover you and your family and your children going and coming. If you got a Bible in your car, keep it open to Psalms 91. Pray over yourself daily. Anoint your tires. Anoint your car. Don't just jump in your car and go, but pray over your car. Get in your car and pray. Before you leave a place and when you get there, thank God for letting you get there because the enemy is on the loose. The enemy's on the loose. There was just another killing today, and this was at a church. So the enemy's on the loose now because now they cannot overthrow like they want to overthrow. So now they're trying to kill you off one by one. And if they're not going to kill you all one by one, they're trying to do it in crowds. So you got to understand now the devil is trying to smite us. But it's all backed by white supremacy, the KKK, in the way, writing in the white evangelical church. They never forgave the black community. And some of their parishioners, they never forgave them who were black that voted for the last president. So you understand that there's now a war on the rise where the blood of Jesus will prevail. But white supremacy is going to move to this nation like wildfire, with all kinds of incidents through the summer and even going through in some of the midwinter. But we bind with an enemy out of our communities, our cities, our neighborhoods, our state. our schoolhouses and our churches, even our jobs. The devil will not come, and death will not come, and none of ours will be hit by any stray bullet or an unintentional bullet. In Jesus' name, amen. Anybody else need prayers? Come over to the platform.
Praise the Lord.
To the platform. Yes, ma'am.
So Betty, I'm calling in, and I'm requesting prayer for my granddaughter. I'm not going to call her name, but she is 12 years old, and she's exposed to something in the school and the traditions around, and so now she's confused about her her gender, because there are so many kids around that are allowed to say what they want to say and do what they want to be. And so now she's confused. Well, I request prayer from some of the other saints, but I'm requesting on the Prayer News Network tonight to pray not only for her, because our children are exposed so much these times, and some parents just don't understand it. So that's my request tonight. And you all keep me in prayer, Sister Betty. And thanks
Amen.
Very much for the message tonight.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Jesus. Mm. Any more prayer requests? Oh, yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Cool, yes, Jesus. Any more prayer requests? Any more? Anybody else? Glory to the name of Jesus. Glory to the Lamb of God. Glory to the Lamb of God. Star 6, come over to the platform. Woman of God, is there anybody else? Hallelujah. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Nobody
else
on the platform, man of God.
Oh, my. Amen. We're going to pray now. Father, we thank you. We thank you now, Jesus, for your hand of mercy. We thank you now for your hand of glory. We thank you for your healing power. Father, we bind, oh God, sickness and disease. We pray for rapid healing, rapid miracles right now in the name of Jesus. God, continue to progress those who went through surgeries. We pray even now by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that you will move over the youth, oh God, over the children, over the school, oh God. We pray, Father, for every parent. We pray for every child. We pray, God, for every mindset. God, we pray against every thought, oh God, of pansexuality. Yes, God. We bind it, Oshia. Yes, the devil, Ubiansoya. We bind every thought, oh God, that has infiltrated the ranks of our children, even now in the name of Jesus. We bind it now. Oh, Father, by your will and by your power and your authority, right now we overthrow the assignment of the enemy this hour. We cancel his work. We cancel his hands. We cancel every assignment, every assassination plot. Even now in the name of Jesus, we plead the blood over the lives of the children. We plead the blood over the lives of your people today, God, and we decree and declare right now in the name of Jesus, Father, that you will breathe over your people. God, that you will continue to bind the will of the enemy today, and you will bring his works home to now. In the name of Jesus, we give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise right now. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We bless you. We thank you, oh God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, Lord, we thank you now. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you. Woman of God, could you just unmute the platform for me once, just for a few minutes? Can we just give God just a praise right now? Just give him a praise.
All participants are unmuted.
We thank you. We
Your input is invalid.
Praise for all that he has done and is going to continue to do in all of our
Thank you, bless the Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank God for moving. In all of our lives tonight, we bless him, we honor him, and we thank him for keeping us, for covering us, under his precious love, under his spirit of his anointing.
You
are an awesome, awesome God.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We serve him, we love him, and we bless him. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, Lord, at this time, I'm going to release my sayings to the real to the woman of God. Amen. God bless you tonight. We love you. We thank God for you. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Tonight, God. Amen. Hallelujah, amen, to the message, amen, and the messenger on tonight, amen, to the apostle, praise God, amen, amen, prophet, amen, Virgil, amen, Pastel tonight, amen, for yielding yourself, amen, tonight, to the Holy Ghost, praise God, amen, to letting us know, amen, church is in trouble, glory to God, amen. Hallelujah, amen, to let us know, glory to God, don't have time to play, amen, but it's time to get serious, amen, glory to God, if we want to go back with you, amen, glory to God, we got to get right, amen, glory to God, we thank God tonight for the word tonight, amen, we thank God for the anointing of God, amen, hallelujah, just feel like, glory God, amen, just feel like going on tonight, praise God, amen, and we know that you, praise God, enjoyed the message, praise God, amen, it did what it needed to do, deliver, heal, save, set free, glory to God, amen, renew, revive, restore, save, amen, it did all that tonight, praise God, hallelujah, amen, so you alone there tonight, amen, glory to God, you can't leave here the same way you came, praise God, amen, because the Holy Ghost, amen, is here tonight. And we thank God for the man of God tonight. Amen. Glory to God. As you continue to pray for him. Glory to God. Amen. That the Lord will continue to restore him. Praise God. Use him. Praise God. Amen. In season, out of season. When they like it, when they don't like it. Amen. Continue to tell. Amen. Preach the word of God. Amen. Tonight. And we thank God for you tonight. Amen. Glory to God. Amen, and we're just so grateful tonight that we was able to hear, amen, amen, the word on tonight, praise God, the testimony, the praise report, amen, coming from Sister Clarissa, amen, glory to God, amen, stand firm, amen, my sister, in the word of God, stand firm, amen, in the Lord, amen, in the power of his might, stand firm, praise God, amen, and we praise God for you tonight, amen, and also to our host, amen, a visionary evangelist, Bradley, thank God for you tonight, amen, glory to God, amen, somebody say with your beautiful spiritual, amen, anointing self, glory to God, amen, she's lovely, amen, and I praise God tonight for her, tonight, amen, but amen, we see, praise God, amen, we're going to give you numbers, amen, tonight, where you can get a copy, amen, of the service on tonight, praise God. Amen, yes, 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 amen, I stand tonight, praise God, to say amen, give me a copy tonight, glory to God, amen, I want to hear more, hear it again, praise God, amen, glory to God, and pass it on to others, amen, other members, other church members, pastors, amen, bishops, amen, to let them hear, praise God, amen, word of God, amen, the number is tonight, amen, 912-257-3918. Amen, again, 912-257-3918. Or 678-608-7234. 678-608-7234. Amen, and that's WhatsApp. Amen, to our internationally Amen. So I want you to know, praise God, we love you. Amen. We appreciate you tonight. Amen. Come back on tomorrow night. Amen. Same place, same time. Amen. Glory to God. Tell someone about it. Amen. The Prayer News Network. Amen. Amen. And we just want you to know we love you. Praise God. And again to the man of God. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. I don't know if he's gone. Praise God. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. But if not, praise God, I should come back. Praise God for the last word. Amen. And we're going to dismiss. Praising God. Amen. Tonight, praise God. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen. We bless the Lord on tonight.
Yes, God. Amen.
We bless the Lord on tonight, and we thank God for all that has taken place. We thank God for Evangelist Bradley. Amen. The heartbeat. Amen. The arms. Amen. Amen. And the staff that lift up our arms. The Bible said when Moses got tired, that Aaron and her lifted up his arms. And so we thank God for those who lift up the woman of God's arms when she's tired and take it and run with it. Amen. Tonight we pray and we speak special blessings over this line, even now in the name of Jesus, oh God, that you will send increase. You will send, oh God, those that will come, they will get set free and delivered, oh God. We pray, God, even now by the power and the thought of the Holy Ghost, oh God, that you will continue to touch the lives of your people, oh God. We bind sickness, we bind disease. We bind the hand of the enemy. We bind death on tonight. We speak life and that more abundantly that the people of God shall live and not die. We call in the souls, God, from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Oh, God, let lives be changed on this line. Let them be transformed. Let this place be a safe place and a place of blessings. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Again, amen for your service, your amen. Faithfulness tonight. Amen. Prayer News Network. Amen. Listeners, God bless you. Praise God. Come back on tomorrow night. Amen. And be with us. Amen. Same place, same time. Amen. On the Prayer News Network. We love you. God bless you. Amen. Have a blessed night. Good night.
Thank you.
This session is no longer being recorded. Goodbye.